And in local news, we have received unconfirmed reports that there have been multiple gunshot victims at a residence on North Prince Street in Clovis. An eyewitness account this morning shows that there are multiple units from the Clovis Police Department on scene, as well as the Major Crimes Unit. We have no further details on this incident, but are currently working to find out more information. We will bring you those details as we receive them from officials. This has been your Wednesday morning local news update. Have a great day. I'm Casey Peacock on Mix 107.5. And in local news, we have received some new information concerning the story we have been tracking this morning. A press release issued through the Clovis Police Department shows that an investigation into the incident that occurred on North Prince Street in Clovis is continuing. According to the information, a call was received by the Clovis PD Dispatch Center around 8:45 Tuesday night in regards to shots being fired in the 1000 block of North Prince Street. While officers were en route, another call was received indicating that a person was down. Upon arrival to the scene, officers found a 44-year-old male and a 25-year-old female in the front yard of the residence. The two victims had been shot, with the male victim being pronounced deceased at the scene. The woman was rushed to the emergency room at Plains Regional Medical Center and then transported to a Lubbock medical facility where she later died. A person of interest has been detained, but no further information is being released at this time. This has been your Wednesday morning local news update. Have a great day. I'm Casey Peacock on Mix 107.5. And in local news, more details have been released regarding the double homicide that occurred in Clovis Tuesday night. The victims have been identified as Joe Valero Jr., 44, and Guadalupe Castaneda, 25, both of Clovis. According to a press release issued through the Clovis Police Department, officials have arrested Enrique De Leon, 26, of Clovis, and have charged him with an open count of murder and child endangerment. Through the investigation, it was found that an argument broke out between Valero and De Leon at a gathering being held at Valero's residence on North Prince Street. Following the fistfight that broke out between the two men, De Leon left the residence, went to his residence next door, secured a weapon, and then returned to Valero's residence, where shots were fired that struck the two victims. Valero was pronounced deceased at the scene, while Castaneda was transported to Plains Regional Medical Center for treatment, and then later transferred to a Lubbock medical facility, where she died of her injuries sustained in this incident. De Leon is being held at the Curry County Detention Center on a $100,000 bond. This has been your Thursday morning local news update. Have a great day. I'm Casey Peacock on Mix 107.5.